This is PhotoBizX episode number 313. And today we're talking LinkedIn and specifically how to leverage the platform to proactively generate more photography clients. Our guest is Jeff Brown, and that interview is coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. If you have heard that name before, Jeff Brown, it's because he was interviewed for episode 261 of the podcast. Today, we're going into some more advanced tactics. Well, Jeff will be anyway, and sharing how to use them in conjunction with LinkedIn to generate more clients. So that's coming up in just a minute. In regards to the rest of the episode, I usually kick things off with a little about my week and what's been happening. I will do that in just a second, but I do want to make sure you know that after the interview, I will be giving you more details about the second iteration of the Evergreen Facebook Ads Funnels course. That will be kicking off again next week. So more details about that after the interview with Jeff. And there's also been a lot of chatter about mastermind groups following the recent members-only interview with Mervyn Reed Nelson. I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into that and how you can get started in your very own mastermind group after the interview with Jeff as well. In regards to me and my week, this isn't specifically photography related, but over the weekend, well, last week, I canceled two different memberships. One was for a photography business related program that I wanted to check out. I subscribed, it was a monthly payment, just like PhotoBizX, quite a bit dearer at $97 per month. And the other thing I canceled was a gym membership. And in both cases, the experience has been absolutely terrible. If you or me or we are treating our clients anything like these other businesses have treated me, it's no wonder that people get upset about doing business with other people if this is the way they fear they're going to get treated. So let me go into a little bit more detail so you know exactly what I'm talking about here. I won't share the exact program that I signed up for, but I wanted to cancel my subscription. I've had the photography business subscription for, I think it was 3 months. And I sent an email 2 weeks ago saying that I want to opt out. And can you please cancel any future payments? I'm not using the program. I've got no use for it anymore. And I didn't hear back. Nothing. And the funny thing is that this same email address that I'd used backwards and forwards, I had replies in the past. But this time when I went to cancel, absolutely nothing. So I thought, okay, well, they've obviously just unhappy about me canceling and nothing else will happen. They're just going to cancel the membership and that'll be done. The annoying thing is the membership that I signed up for had to be signed up with a credit card via a direct debit agreement. So it's not as simple as logging into PayPal and just canceling recurring payments like you would with the PhotoBizX membership. I left things as they were, assuming, which was a silly thing to do, that everything would be taken care of. I get an email on Friday just gone, saying that another $97 has been transferred out of my account. I was like, what's going on here? So I went to the bank and told them what had happened, and they withdrew that $97. They took it back off the person I was doing business with, put it into my account, and cancelled any future payments to this person. On the weekend, I get an email from this person that's running the course threatening me with court action because I've cancelled the payments. Unbelievable. It was no, is there anything wrong? Why has this happened? It was just, if you don't agree to let that payment go, expect me to follow this up in the small claims court. I was gobsmacked. And then he went on to say, by the way, when you approve the payment, I've got a brand new tactic that's working better than ever for photographers, and I'm going to make that available to you as soon as you finalize the payment. I was gobsmacked. I left it because I didn't want to reply straight away because it would not have been a nice reply. I wait till this morning, Monday morning, and sure enough, open my email. There's another email from this guy asking me to take urgent action. Have I seen the previous email? And I need to get something done about it. I replied saying that he obviously ignored or missed my previous email about cancelling and not using the service. So I'm yet to see where this goes, but one thing is for sure, there's no way I would ever recommend this guy and his program to anyone, and he's left such a dirty, foul taste in my mouth. It just, yeah, it's frustrating and sickening. It's left a foul taste in my mouth. Totally, maybe not disrupted my weekend. That's maybe not the right terminology, but, you know, it's something that's played on my mind, and I can't say I'm overly stressed about it, but it's just damn annoying. And then, to continue on with this rant, I cancelled my gym membership. I had to go in person to cancel. You can't do it over the phone. You can't do it via email. I mean, super frustrating as well. I go in to cancel. I haven't been going for the last few weeks. I've got a holiday lined up in July. I just don't see myself getting back until I get back from holiday. So I went in to cancel, and then there's no staff there to cancel with. It's only a small 24-hour gym. No one was there when they were meant to be there. So I had to write a note on a bit of paper, slipped it under the door into the office. And then I get a reply today saying that, yeah, we'll happily cancel your membership, but we're going to be taking one more payment because that's what we've agreed to do once you cancel. I'm like, okay. So yes, that probably was in the small print when I signed up 6 months ago or whenever I signed up. But it's so annoying to have to make one more payment after I've cancelled. And the chances are you've been through something like this yourself, particularly if you've been part of a gym membership. But it's just such a horrible way to do business. I mean, why do they have to charge me once more when I have not been going and I'm not going anymore? I mean, yeah, it was in the contract, but it's a pretty crappy way to do business. How does this all tie back to photography and your business? I think there are direct parallels, you know, and I see things from other photographers in groups, including the PhotoBizX premium members group and other photography groups, that occasionally a client is upset. Maybe they have a reason to be upset. Maybe they were given a different impression. Maybe they didn't understand your terms. Maybe they didn't understand what they were signing up for or how this whole thing works. So I guess my advice is to be empathetic and to put yourself in their shoes and think about things from their perspective. Were you super clear with how things were going to work? Were you upfront and clear about the pricing and the delays or the time this was going to take? Or, you know, whatever it is, put yourself in their shoes. Try and show a bit of empathy. And I'm not saying the client is always right. You know, that's definitely not the case. But put yourself in their shoes and run your business and treat your clients exactly the way you would want to be treated if you were doing business with yourself or with somebody else. And I think if you follow that guideline, it's going to keep you in good stead. You're going to be able to sleep at night. You're going to have people talking nicely about you, not writing bad reviews, not getting upset with you, your business, and the way you do things. I mean, I think it's pretty simple, isn't it? Just treat people the way that you want to be treated, because that's certainly not how I feel I've been treated by both these companies this week. I'll keep you updated. I know that was a bit of a rant. I'm sorry about that. I had to get that off my chest. I'm sure you've been through something similar in the past. Maybe you've experienced this with your own clients, or maybe you've experienced something like this doing business with somebody else. But if there is, share it with me. Let me know. Maybe I'm way off track here, but let me know your thoughts. I'd be keen to hear about it. Leave a comment in the comments area at the bottom of the show notes for today's episode, photobizx.com/313. And if you're a premium member, let's talk about it inside the group. Have you ever experienced something like I have? Or am I just being a big sook and complaining about stuff that we all have to deal with every single day? Let me know.
And now, a macro look at the last episode.
In last week's episode, I interviewed Caroline Cowan of Carrie Southerton Photography, or Carrie Southerton Dog Photography, I should say, from Scotland. And if you want an idea of how to run an amazing, incredibly successful photography business, get back and have a listen to that one with Caroline. I mean, what she does is incredible, isn't it? She shoots for a full day for each dog photography session. A full day, and includes outdoor and studio photography. She has incredible sales. She's doing amazingly well. I still can't grasp the fact that she does all her own editing. I know that she would be, or she could be, so much more profitable or have so much more time on her hands if she didn't do her own editing. But she puts up a great reason why she wants to do her own editing, and she is successful. So she has every reason to run her business the way she wants to. Get back and have a listen to that one. She's very candid. She's very open about the way she does her sales sessions, her pricing, the way she qualifies and talks to her clients. It's an incredible business. Lots of takeaways from that one. Get back and have a listen to it. Whether you shoot portraits or pet photography, I know you'll get a ton from what Caroline had to share.
You're listening to the number one photography business podcast with Andrew Helmich, photobizx.com.
We're going to jump into this interview with Jeff Brown in just a second. If you are hearing this announcement, it does mean you are listening to the free version of the podcast. And that means you will be missing out on the second half of this interview with Jeff today. I do save the second half for members only, for premium members only. But the good news is, if you do want to hear the rest of what Jeff has to share on LinkedIn and utilizing that social media platform to book more photography clients, you can do that for $1 with a 30-day trial membership. Get that over at photobizx.com/try. And with that premium membership, that trial premium membership, you get full access to the interview today with Jeff. You get full access to the back catalog. I will send you an invite to the premium members Facebook group and help you get sorted in your very own mastermind group. One of the things I do talk about as part of the membership is that members Facebook group. You know, it's easy for me to sit back here and say how good it is, how different it is to any other group you may have experienced, but you don't really know how good it is until you become a member and experience the group and the group members yourself. But there's this lovely post from Samantha Kuravita, who's a Tasmanian-based photographer who is also a premium member. She wrote this message in the group just last week. Guys, I just want to mention how freaking beautiful this community is and how helpful and supportive everyone has been. I've gotten some great ideas just from following this comment thread. Andrew, you've built something incredible with your podcast and this community. That's just a little hint as to how good the group is. And what Samantha was talking about was a post by another photographer, another member. They asked a question and the follow-up answers was super helpful to Samantha, who wasn't even looking for an answer to that specific question, but she's now been able to utilize what she's learned from other members replying to that question, that comment inside the members' Facebook group. So if you want to get a look inside the group, again, that comes as part of your trial membership, and you can get that at photobizx.com/try.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
Today's guest is Jeff Brown of Focus on Marketing. He's a guest from the UK, and if the name sounds familiar, it's because I interviewed Jeff for episode 261, where the big focus was generating clients via LinkedIn, which is Jeff's specialty. He's photographed over 750 weddings, and he's now helping other photographers with their marketing, social media, and businesses in general. He's the author of the book, The Photographer's Missing LinkedIn, your step-by-step guide on how to make a ton of money on LinkedIn. He's also the admin for the Awesome Photographers Group, which you'll find on Facebook. I'm looking forward to diving back into marketing with Jeff. Jeff, welcome back, mate, to the podcast.
Fantastic. It's great to be here. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So is LinkedIn still your big focus and working with your clients on?
It is, yes. I mean, personally, myself, it probably accounts for about 80% of my business, and a lot of my clients are seeing some fantastic results. And one of the best things about LinkedIn is, unlike Facebook ads and Google ads, you can achieve a lot from LinkedIn, even with just a free account. Obviously, it helps to have the premium account because you can connect with a lot more people. But people are just getting fantastic results. And it's just through consistency, putting out quality content there, building relationships and getting your connections together.
So what's the price of a premium account as compared to, obviously free one's free, but how much do you pay for a premium account?
Premium account, there's a couple of different levels. The standard premium is £49 a month. And then you have like a sales navigator version, which is £70 a month.
Okay, so it's not cheap. You want to see a return for that. I mean, you're talking 100. Well, I guess is that just under $100 US? And it's around, maybe even a little bit more than 100 Australian dollars.
Yeah, probably about $70 US for the 50 quid one, and probably about 100 odd Australian dollars. So yes, the first thing you get with LinkedIn when you sign up with LinkedIn, you get, and I wouldn't recommend anybody to use free premium trial until they had their profile fully optimized. and delved right down to a particular niche. But once you've got your profile fully optimized, LinkedIn will give you 30 days. Now, I've had so many clients use the 30 days and actually, you know, get like £500,000 jobs off LinkedIn within the 30 days, which more than covers like an entire annual subscription.
Well, okay. So as long as you're getting a return, I guess that's totally fine, isn't it? It's the same with anything. If you're getting the return, you don't mind paying the accounts. So, I mean, we talked a fair bit about LinkedIn in the last episode. Have the strategies changed, or are you doing different things today than what you were back then?
I think what we're doing now is it's all about building relationships. So it's all about getting those connection messages right. But initially, before you start out looking to connect with people on LinkedIn, is knowing exactly the type. So knowing your ideal client and basing your brand purely around what your ideal client wants. So knowing what your ideal client's fears are, what they want for the business. So if they're a restaurant, they're not wanting photographs. Ideally, what they're wanting is more bums on seats. They want the restaurant to be full. They want to engage in social media. So you'll build your brand, not trying to sell them photographs, but to try and sell them the end result, to try and sell them that the restaurant's going to be full, that the Facebook page is going to be buzzing. So it's all about getting your brand right to give the right message to who your potential ideal client is, so that you're not selling on price, you're selling a solution.
So that makes sense. And I totally get that. But this is really, is this for commercial photographers only, like commercial and headshot photographers that are trying to sell this solution and make connections with these other businesses? Or can portrait photographers and wedding photographers use this as well?
Oh, totally, totally. I mean, for example, I've got what I do with a lot of my clients. Most of the clients I work on my program, most of them have two niches. They'll have a commercial niche that they might use for LinkedIn, and then they'll have, you know, like a wedding or portrait niche that they'll use for maybe, say, Facebook or Instagram. However, I do have clients who just focus on like the weddings and the portraits. They like to put it across on Facebook and on LinkedIn. And I think what you do then is, again, think of, I've got a few female clients, and they might be, say, for instance, photographers. So, you know, photographers looking at doing portraits. So the females, they're doing portrait photographers. So that what they're doing is they're connecting with other females. So they're connecting with busy business moms, so like entrepreneurs, so that their connection is, yes, I'm a mom as well, and I'm also a business mom, and I know how time consuming it is to try and get a portrait done. I understand your fears that the kids might kick off during the photo session. So don't worry about it, because I've been there myself and I'm a mom as well. So I understand your fears. So using that particular angle to gain, what you got to remember as well is a lot of business people, they have children who are older children who are getting married and getting engaged. So there's lots of guys on there with daughters who are getting married. So you have a potential. I mean, there's 660 million people on LinkedIn who have an average earning of $80,000+ a year. So it's not a Groupon market. It's a market of people who's got a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Like, as far as your clients go and the photographers that you help, are the majority of them using LinkedIn to are the majority of those photographer clients of yours, are they doing commercial? What kind of photography are they doing?
I've got a good mix, to be honest. I do have some sort of like landscape and nature photographers. I do have a lot of people on the personal branding and headshots, because that's massive on LinkedIn, and also incorporating video as well within the personal branding. And then another really, really big niche on, which is fantastic on LinkedIn, because the market itself totally understands the value of quality photography, is the hospitality trade. Because if you think like hotels and restaurants, you know, a lot of their business comes from social media and comes from the internet. You won't book a hotel on booking.com if the photos look crap. You look for another hotel. So the hotel itself understands the value of quality imagery.
Got it. Now, I would love to dive in a little bit deeper around personal branding photography. So let's say I tell you that I want to be, you know, I'm already a successful photographer. I've got a business. I'm shooting portraits. I'm shooting weddings. I'm doing some headshots, but I really want to expand into personal branding photography. You know, what advice would you give me as far as getting bums on seats? And let's say I have done some of these and I've got a portfolio. So I've got something to start with.
Yeah. Well, what I would do is, if you were starting on the LinkedIn or particularly any form of social media, one of the best ways is to niche down to a particular industry or a particular market and make your profile or make your offering dedicated to them. So, I mean, if, for instance, if you look at my profile on LinkedIn, I've got 20,000+ followers on LinkedIn, which is a huge amount of following. And the only reason I've got that big following is because my profile is niched down purely to photographers. Obviously, I'm a photographer myself and I offer marketing services, but to a photographer, my profile looks really attractive. Now, if, for instance, you're a personal branding photographer, I think one of the best ways to do to build your niche is to something that you're passionate about and you enjoy. So you might enjoy photographing a particular market. But then the other thing is what's available in your area. Now, one of my clients, we've just been helping with his personal branding. He's based in Houston, Texas. And he says his area is predominantly tech industry. So what we're doing is we're niching his profile down to the tech industry, because there's like a Google there, there's a YouTube and stuff. So something where, you know, within your area, there's a lot. I've got another client is in Sydney, and we looked at, there's a massive amount of financial and banking industry there. So target your personal branding to people in the financial and banking industry. And you're not selling images for personal branding. What you're selling is the end result, which is professionalism, trust and approachability, because nobody's going to invest $80,000 to $100,000 of their money with somebody they don't trust or they don't find approachable. So you're selling that you become more approachable. You're selling that within the first 3 seconds of somebody looking at your profile, they'll make a judgment. And if it's a wrong judgment, it's going to be very hard for them to pay the money to you.
So what are some ideas or tips or things that the photographer can do to make their profile more attractive to someone in the tech industry or someone that's in banking or finance? Like, how do you get that message across on your profile on LinkedIn?
Well, one of the key things is to, in that, is on your actual profile, the first thing you have is your name. So on the LinkedIn, you've got your name and it says first name and surname. Is what you do is you put your first name and surname into the first name section. So like on mine, my first name is Jeff Brown. And then my surname is photography marketing mentor. So my job title is now in the surname. So what that does is that leaves what's called your professional headline, which is 120 characters to, as opposed to be your job title, to be what you do for the client. Because remember, the client is always buying a benefit. So if you were dealing with the financial services industry, you could helping financial advisors gain more clients with attention grabbing imagery, or creating the right impression with attention grabbing imagery. So when somebody goes to connect with you, straight away you see what it is you do for them, because people buy a benefit to them. They're not buying the photographs.
Sure. I totally get that. I mean, to me, I love that idea. I love these little tips and tricks. Like, that is a great one. But you know, if this was Facebook and you got caught out, there's a chance they're going to kick you off the platform. Is it the same with LinkedIn? Are they as strict? Are they monitoring these things and, you know, giving you warnings, or just kicking you off without a warning?
One of the biggest things with LinkedIn that probably will kick you off the platform for is if you start using like automation software to do the connection and to do all your messages. You know, if you're going to just do something, I mean, some of the guys that I follow who are like, you know, top influencers, they use that hack and that technique in the profile. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't think they're going to shut your account down for doing something little like that. They'll probably just say, change it,
right?
You know, but obviously if you've been spamming a lot of people, then yes, there's a good chance that you're going to get your account shut down. So, I mean, I've got 20,000 plus followers on LinkedIn, and my account is very viewed and it's very active. And I've actually had messages off LinkedIn trying to sell me some of their services. So they've never picked up on it.
Okay. So that's not too bad. So let's say we do that and we're marketing ourselves as this personal branding photographer in our profile. I guess you obviously have to have a great photo of yourself.
Yeah.
Is that the only thing that people see?
Well, the first thing people see is when they go to connect with you is obviously to see your name, your professional headline that we've said is now not your job title, but what you do for the client. And then when they do connect with you, the first thing they see is your cover photo. And where a lot of people do is they leave that as the default blue sort of banner that LinkedIn have. And I always say is have your cover photo representing what your business is. So if you're doing personal branding and headshots, you have a good series of decent, you know, maybe about 3 personal branding or headshot photographs, and then underneath your USP, what you do for the client. So you have that in words across your cover, your banner image. So as soon as people land on the page, they can see exactly what you're doing for them. It's all about, you know, selling what you do for them. And I would keep it down, you know, have been on people's profiles where they've had like 6 or 7 headshots, which looks nice on the desktop, but you got to remember that a lot of people are going to be viewing this on a mobile phone. And when you've got 6 or 7 on a mobile phone, they're just too small. You can't see them.
Are they using headshots of their clients or of themselves?
Headshots of the clients, yes. So it's showing pictures of their clients as their banner photo, you know, their right. cover photo.
So what are you suggesting for the banner photos? Have one photo of yourself or one photo of one of your clients?
No, I'd say about three photos of your clients.
Oh, okay.
So it's a long banner, a bit like what you have on Facebook, and then maybe three images. And then underneath those images somewhere is you have the USP, you know, what you're helping people do.
Okay, and your profile photo must be there as well somewhere.
Yes, well, your profile photo is slightly different. So you have your cover image. It's a bit like Facebook. So you have your banner cover image, and then you have your profile photo as well, which is separate. So obviously your profile photo is the photograph of you. Never use your logo. That's a big no-no, because on LinkedIn, your LinkedIn profile is a business-to-business, a person-to-person network. So you do have the option to open a company page, which I recommend you do. And then your company page, that's totally fine to use your logo for that because it's your company. But on your personal profile on LinkedIn, you're a person, you know? So you wouldn't say to me, you know, somebody wouldn't say to me, hi, what's your name? And I wouldn't say, well, my name's Focus on Marketing. It's not, I'm Jeff Brown, you know? People connect with people.
Sure.
And it's all about, one of the big things on LinkedIn is being known, being liked, and being trusted.
Okay, so it's the same as any social media, isn't it?
What's that, sorry?
It's the same as any social media platform, isn't it? You're trying to build
it
up.
It is, yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why would you suggest for the photographer listening that wants to shoot personal branding to have a business profile as well as the personal profile?
Because what it does is, if you imagine you've got your LinkedIn profile, and then when you go to the experience section on your LinkedIn profile, you then link your experience as a company page. So you would put in, say on mine, I would put in Focus on Marketing, and then I can create my own little page on LinkedIn, which is my Focus on Marketing page. Now, people on LinkedIn like to stay inside the platform. So until you start doing business, then they'll come away from the platform. So what people can do is they can go to your personal profile, look down your personal profile, they'll go down to your experience, and it'll have your business on there. And then they'll click on that, on your logo, and that will open up a business company personal LinkedIn page. Now, that company LinkedIn page can also have 10 showcase pages. And a showcase page, each company page can have 10 showcase pages. And a showcase page is effectively like your services tab on your website. So you can, if, say, for instance, you're, again, going back to headshots, if you're a headshot and personal branding photographer, you could have one showcase page for headshots, another one for personal branding, another one for video. So every service that you offer, you could have an individual showcase page for. Each one of those showcase pages has its own unique URL, and then you can share that with people. So if somebody inquires about personal branding, you can just give them that URL inside LinkedIn, and it's like a little mini website for that particular package or service that you offer. And people like to stay within LinkedIn until they've built trust before they come outside of LinkedIn.
Okay. So inside LinkedIn, let's say you have one of these business pages with these other, so you have a business profile with these pages as part of that profile. Do you set that up like your website? Like, do you have an about page? Like you said, you have a personal branding page, you have a headshot page. Do you have things like you would on your website? Do you have a gallery
page?
Yeah,
so it has your about section on, so you can put about yourself. It actually has a call to action button as well. So you can sort of like sign up here or download further information. So you can put PDFs on, price lists and stuff. So it is like, in all effect, like a mini website within LinkedIn. Now, I have clients on my Six Steps program where, you know, we start with branding, then we go to desire, pricing, and then at the very end, we've got LinkedIn. And I tell a lot of clients who are getting to the LinkedIn bit, and they'll be like, oh, well, say, for instance, they're like a wedding photographer, but they're also opening up another niche on LinkedIn. So they're a wedding photographer, but they want to get into hospitality. So they're creating their LinkedIn profile around hospitality. They'll be like, Jeff, but I'm going to have to spend another £500 or £600 on a website. And I'll say, well, don't, you know, use the LinkedIn company page instead of having a website. It's because most people who come through LinkedIn are going to check out your company page first, as opposed to your website, because they like to stay within. So there's no need for you to go spending more money creating a website for that niche when you can use what you get free. You don't even have to have a premium account. Use what you got free within LinkedIn first.
Okay, got it. This is just a quick tangent. I want to come back to exactly what you're talking about, but does LinkedIn have anything like the Facebook pixel? So let's say someone lands on my branding page on my website. Can I pixel them and then send them ads inside LinkedIn on branding?
You can do LinkedIn ads, and I'll be totally honest with you, I don't rate them very highly. at all, and I know they're extremely expensive.
Okay.
Like about 10 times the price of what you'd pay on Facebook ads. So I think some of the most effective work on LinkedIn is just done by, I mean, I have clients at the beginning of the year, people who were inside my awesome photography group, the guys I work with, I set them a challenge. I says, right, what I want you to do, and I put like a one of these polls inside the group, and I set this up every Monday, and I said, I want you all to join in, and I want you to do one post a day on LinkedIn for the next 30 days. So I did a 30 days social media challenge on LinkedIn. And some of the results that came back after 2 weeks of just continually posting, because what you've got to remember with LinkedIn is the difference to Facebook is the organic reach is phenomenal. Now, if on Facebook, if you have 2,000 followers or 2,000 likes on Facebook, you can effectively reach 2,000 people. But organically, realistically, you're probably going to reach no more than 200, maybe about 100.
Probably less.
unless you start boosting your post. Now, on LinkedIn, if you have 2,000 connections, so those are people who connected to you, when you do a post, you'll have a potential reach of, well, it's phenomenal, because what happens is you have your connections, which are people who are connected to you, but then you have second connections. Now, second connections are people who connected to the people you're connected with. Do you follow where I'm going?
Yep. So it's exponential.
So for instance, you have 100 connections, then you connect with me and I've got 20,000 connections. You have the possibility now to connect with my 20,000 network. But because you're now connected with me, if you do a post, you have the possibility for your post to reach my 20,000 people as well. I had a guy who's within my group, a guy called Victor. He lives down in London and he's just really started on LinkedIn. We haven't even really started tinkering with his LinkedIn profile because we're just going through the branding and design stage of the Six Steps program. But he did a video the other week, and he's a food photographer. And basically it was a 10 second video of him taking a picture of, I think it was a creme brulee, and the chef had a blowtorch and he was just blowtorching the bit. And it was a picture of him doing his actual job. And then at the end of it, it showed the finished result of the picture. And it was fantastic because you see the flame coming off the creme brulee. And he posted that on the Thursday. By the Friday morning, bear in mind, he only had a small amount of connections because we haven't really worked on his account. By the Friday morning, his video had gone viral and it was already up to 10,000 views. It was just phenomenal. And it was just because somebody had obviously liked it on somebody else's, because he didn't have a massive amount of connections. And then, you know, I get now, because I've got such a high amount of connections, I get people tagging my name in a post. So then I will go and look at the post. Now, if I comment on it, then the 20,000 people in my network will see Jeff Brown commented on this particular post. So they say, oh, what post that he's commented on? So you can end up having literally tens of thousands of people viewing your content, which there's no way you can have that amount on Facebook unless you go boosting your post or creating Facebook ads. So the power of LinkedIn is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
So with your 30-day challenge that you put out to your members, I mean, I get the creme brulee photo, the behind the scenes video. That's great. So what are some other examples of content that these people are uploading to LinkedIn, you know, for a piece of content every day? Can you give me some examples?
Yeah. Now, what I did for, because use an example of the headshots again, if you want, in the personal branding. But I said to my clients, I said, what we got to do, because a lot of people think, oh, my God, I haven't got enough pictures. I haven't got enough images to post something fresh every single day. And I said, well, you don't have to. So if you think, say, for instance, you're a personal branding photographer, your ideal client is like an entrepreneur or a business person. So, you know, they don't want to be just hearing about your personal brand photos. They want to hear about other stuff that interests them. So I says, think and do lists. So Monday could be a review on a bit of time-saving software for running your business. You know, and then you comment on that and share a link to it. It might be some outsourcing software where you can get people to write blogs for you, do something. Because what you're trying to do, the whole point of LinkedIn is it's a social network. It's a social, so you're socially selling. So not only are you trying to put out what you do, but you're trying to help other people. So effectively your profile becomes a hub of stuff that's interesting to the people who follow you.
Right, okay.
I mean, we've had people who were, you know, talking about golf because you might, if you're aiming at people who were like very businessy, you know, they might be into golf. So you could do a post about golf, you know, and your views and what you think of this particular thing. You know, personally, you know, I do a lot of stuff where I'm giving tips away every single day on LinkedIn. I do a lot of videos on LinkedIn, do a massive amount of videos. But then some days I'll just put a picture of me and my dog out for a walk and just say, fantastic day. And I did one the other day of my Springer Spaniel, Charlie, put a picture of him up. He was sitting down, the sun was rising, we're out for an early morning walk. And I just put something out, you know, he's a lovely dog, but he's a little sod or something like that. And I got about 124 likes on that within 24 hours and about 60 odd comments, because it's different, because people are used to, you know, all the business stuff. And it was just a nice relief to see a picture of a cute dog. You know, I think don't be afraid to be personal and be yourself, because it makes you more human, more approachable on LinkedIn.
Sure. Okay. So really, when you say post on LinkedIn, it's not blog posts. We're talking like little, like you would on Facebook. It could be some commentary about a business, about your business. You could be sharing someone else's post, a link to something, like you said. It could be anything.
It could be, yeah, because you've got two different things on LinkedIn. You've got an article, which is what LinkedIn classes like a blog post, and an article goes onto the LinkedIn Pulse platform, and that is the biggest publishing platform in the entire world. So once it goes onto the Pulse platform, it can be found via hashtags. So, you know, like photography, business advice, photography tips, stuff like that. So I've written about 80, 90 articles, which are like blog posts, published them onto the LinkedIn Pulse platform. And I still get work from articles that are published 2.5-3 years ago. Now, your LinkedIn post or sort of status update, which is very similar to what you have on Facebook, your post on LinkedIn can be characters, or it can be video, or can be characters and an image. And that is limited to no more than 1,300 characters. So I always do mine in Word so I can monitor the characters and then just transfer it across onto LinkedIn.
Okay. I can understand doing the 30-day challenge. That doesn't sound too difficult. But let me take you back to the guy, the food photographer who was shooting the behind-the-scenes video. He uploads this creme brulee. It goes viral on LinkedIn. How does he generate bookings from that video? Like, is that luck of the draw, or is there something strategic?
No, because what I do with people is because you have so much opportunity and there's so much that other people don't. And what you got to realize is 90% of photographers on LinkedIn don't know how to use the platform. So if you do know how to use the platform, you can be way ahead of everybody else. And the first thing you do is you never try and sell. So you try and build relationships. So one of the things I teach people to do, as well as have your connection message where you send a message to connect with people and then you thank them with a message afterwards, is you also have another message, which is thank you for liking my post message. So if you've had, you know, 300 or 400 people like Victor did, loads and loads of people going and liking his post from outside of his network, he then sends them a message thanking them for liking the post. And then what you do is you have something so like that you can give to them for free in exchange for a connection.
Like a PDF or?
Yeah, like a PDF. So what we've done is we said, what does his ideal client want? His ideal client really wants engagement on social media and he wants bums on seats in the restaurant. So we created a really nice PDF, and we've got a designer within my group who's based in Indonesia. So he does amazing designs for like $20. And we put together 9 mistakes you don't want to make on your social media profile. So you put like a guide together and just say to these people, thanks for liking my post. I'd love to give you this guide to help you get the most out of your LinkedIn profile. Because you make, you know, have like a few different types of guides together, but make this particular guide, because we're on LinkedIn, make this guide about LinkedIn. So it's relevant to the platform you're on. And then you just give them, and people are just not used to that. People aren't used to getting something for free. And it's if you give something to somebody or engage with them or thank them for liking something, which they're not used to having, then they immediately accept your thanks and connect with you. But then they feel like they've got to give something back. So they start to engage in conversation.
Nice.
So they then start talking to you, and then you'll just say, and again, you don't spoil it. It's not like, I always say, like, imagine it's a bit like Tinder, you know, so you don't swipe right and connect with somebody then say, like, should we get married? You say like, oh, right. Oh, thanks. Great. So how's business going for you? And then you let them tell them your fears and what's wrong. And then you start messaging them back, still not trying to sell. Just, oh, well, I work with a lot of hotels as well, actually, you know, on restaurants, and they're getting some fantastic. And, oh, right. That sounds really interesting. And even you might be on your fourth message and you've never discussed price, you're not trying to sell. You're trying to, it's going back to that known, liked, and trust. Build the trust before you even start talking about price. And then what I always say to my clients is to have what our classes is like a minimal risk or a taster sort of offer. And then you might have an offer that might be, $199 or 99 quid or something like that, where the person can try you out for a very small amount. And if they like what they get, then that £100 will come off the cost of the top package, which might be £1,000. So effectively, you got the trial for free.
Got it. I love it. I'm going to come back to Victor, the creme brulee photographer, in just a second. But you just made me think of an idea. Well, it's your idea, but I'm just thinking how I can use this in other platforms. But the idea of giving away these PDFs. So really, if I ran a Facebook ad, and I know we're getting off LinkedIn for a second, but if I ran a Facebook ad and someone responds or likes or even a post, I could send them a PM and say, thanks for liking my post. You know, here's a link to download my PDF on how to get the best family portrait photography.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. And I think what we do is what I encourage people to do is make that really fill out that initial message a little bit, pack it out and just, you know, personalize it. So you use the person's first name and say, you know, it's great. Thanks very much. It really helps my business when people like and interact. So I'd love to reward you back and give you something, you know. So you make a real big deal of this message as opposed to just saying, oh, thanks for liking it. Have this PDF, you know. So it really, it's massive, the power of just building a relationship. And one thing I've done, which a lot on LinkedIn, which is blown people away, is when people have connected with me and then somebody said something like, oh, I love your profile, Jeff. I'm going to keep following you and watching your top tips and stuff. What I've done is I've quickly nipped over to their profile, and this literally takes like a couple of seconds, nipped over their profile. And obviously with being a LinkedIn expert, I've managed to pick something up straight away. And then LinkedIn has where you can leave a voice clip, very much like you can on Facebook Messenger.
Right.
So you can leave a personalized message for this person, no more than 60 seconds. And people just come back and go, bloody hell, I didn't even know you could do that on LinkedIn. Thanks, Jeff. You know, so I've just gone over and say, hi, Dave. Thanks for the connection. It's brilliant to have you in my network. If you don't mind me saying, just had a look. And what I would recommend you do is for your banner image, do this, do that, and put in your USP. I've mentioned about your guarantee because you don't say that on your banner or some, you know, just give them something. A chunk of information for free, for nothing. And that the amount of people who've come back and then started. And what I do is I always leave them to ask me about my program and about my services. I never try and sell to them. So I'll keep on giving them free tips as long as they keep asking and I'm not trying to sell. Because eventually it'll say, so what's this program you do? And the good thing for me is because I've given them bits of information for free or I've done something for them, they've already quite sold on this anyway.
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
Jeff, I mentioned your Facebook group. You mentioned that you do mentoring while we've been chatting here. What's the best place or the easiest way for the listener to get in touch with you if they want some more help with all this stuff?
Well, you can either find us on LinkedIn. So it's just Jeff Brown, Photographer's Mentor on LinkedIn. I've got a Facebook page as well, which is the Focus on Marketing. Or they can just drop me an email, info@focusonmarketing.co.uk. And I do free advice calls with people. And one thing I say is, because marketers do have a bad name, I will never try and sell anybody my program. So I give them the information. I'll give them a load of free tips. And then if they wanted to join the program, they can. If they don't, they don't have to. I'm not going to sell it to them because it usually runs at about 90% full anyway. So, you know, I just generally want to help people out and see, you know, the industry really pick up. So we're creating a massive photographer who are actually getting paid the right amount of money for what they actually do for a job.
I love that approach, man. That's fantastic. So I'll add links to anywhere and everywhere that you just mentioned and have all that in the show notes, plus the other social media profiles. I know you've sort of skipped over a couple of things there, but I'll have links to everything so that the listener can easily find you and, yeah, get some more advice and help. And, yeah, it'd be great to see you helping them succeed in their business too, mate. So, again, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for sharing everything you did. I know your book is out. Is it a first book or a second book on LinkedIn?
I'm currently going to be rewriting the Photographer's Missing Link. So it's in the process of getting rewritten at the moment. And because I think I was telling you before we went live that I'm actually getting mentored myself off the top guy on LinkedIn in the world. So it's cost me quite a lot of money to do his program. So I'm going to be rewriting my book with some of the information he's going to be sharing with me in how to be one of the top influencers on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. So that will be released on Amazon again, like the first book?
It will be, yes, yeah.
Okay, great. So can you let me know when that happens so I can share that with the listener as well?
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, Jeff, mate, again, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Andrew. Fantastic.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jeff Brown as much as I did. Jeff, if you're listening, thank you again, mate, so much for coming on and sharing everything you did. I know you have a brand new book available, so congratulations on the release of that. And for you, the listener, I'll be sharing details on how you can get a copy of Jeff's brand new book for $1. As soon as I have the details, I'll get that to you inside the members Facebook group or via email if you're on my email list. So look out for that one. And after all that, there's got to be one or two takeaways that you can implement into your business from what Jeff had to share. I'd love to hear about those. Let me know in the comments area, and you can find them at the bottom of the show notes for this episode, and they are at photobizx.com/313. And of course, if you are a premium member, you'll have access to Jeff inside the members Facebook group. So if you have a follow-up question for him, if you just want to say thanks for coming on, or you want to ask him anything else about LinkedIn, hit him up inside the members Facebook group.
It's shout-out time.
Two big shout-outs for today's episode. The first one goes to Scottish wedding photographer Ali Stewart, who is obviously based in the UK. She only recently discovered PhotoBizX and the Premium Podcast, and she says that every episode is fascinating. She's got three sides to her business: weddings, newborns, and commercial photography. And she's found so many useful interviews on all three areas, which is just awesome. I love that, Ali, and I love that you've jumped straight in for a premium membership. That's just awesome. It's great having you part of the group, and a massive thanks for taking the time to leave that review. It's a big help to me and a big help in regards to having the podcast found inside the iTunes store. So thank you so much, Ali. The second big shout out goes to not a photographer, but a marriage or wedding celebrant based in Newcastle by the name of Julie Muir. Now, funnily enough, I was out riding my bike with a bunch of mates about 6 months ago, maybe a bit longer, and I had the Impact Images logo across the chest of my jersey. I was having a coffee after our ride, and this lady approached me and she says, "Excuse me, are you Andrew Helmich?" Which I've got to say doesn't happen very often. It turns out it was Julie, the marriage celebrant from Newcastle, who had been listening to the PhotoBizX podcast, and she recognized my voice when I was chatting away there to my mates. They were just very bizarre, but very, very cool at the same time. And we had a great chat there at the cafe. And I'm hopefully going to be catching up with Julie again this week. She'll be down conducting a couple of weddings on the Central Coast, about an hour or so from where she's based in Newcastle. Anyway, Julie left this lovely review inside iTunes for the podcast. She says, "I know this podcast is aimed at photographers, but guess what? I'm a celebrant and I love it too. Our business models are so similar that I get something relevant to me out of every episode." She goes on to say, "Actually, this podcast is giving me a competitive edge and helping me reach the top of my industry." Shh, don't tell the others. She goes on to say some lovely things about the podcast and me. So that's just, Julie, I love that you've even discovered the podcast and that you're getting so much out of it. That's just fantastic. So, so good to hear. And as I said to Ali, a big thanks to you, Julie, for taking the time to leave that rating and review. Actually, I believe you set up an Apple iTunes account just to leave your rating and review, which is, yeah, very, very generous, and I really do appreciate it. So thank you so much, Julie. That's awesome.
You're listening to Photo Biz Exposed with your host, Andrew Helmich.
A couple of quick announcements before we close out today's episode. The first one is I am rerunning the Evergreen Facebook Ads Funnels course. This is version 2. It starts next week, next Tuesday, 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. The course will consist of 4 live sessions over the next 4 weeks. There will be recordings of each live presentation, so you can access the recordings if you can't make the live sessions. And those recordings will be available to you inside the Facebook group set up for course members. Now, if you were part of the very first course, which was recently run and completed, You will also have access to this version 2 of the course. It's pretty similar. I've made a few tweaks here and there, found a few little shortcuts, but the message is you have access. Once you've purchased the course, you will have access to any future iterations of the course. So that means this live course, version 2, plus the digital course once that gets completed. So if you are interested in utilizing Facebook ads to build a funnel to bring cold audiences to your website and then to learn how to retarget site visitors or people that interact with your Facebook ads, that's exactly what we'll be covering in this course. It's how to set up an actual funnel without giving away photography sessions, without offering discounts or specials. It's a way to place yourself as the go-to professional photographer in your local area for the genre you shoot. I'm going to show you how to do that utilizing Facebook ads. And we're also going to be incorporating email, lead magnets, and email lists into this funnel. The whole idea is you get something set up that you can leave running permanently and consistently to bring leads to your business. So this isn't just to create one ad, generate some leads, and then you can't run it again for 3 months. This is an actual system, a strategy built around multiple ads to consistently bring in leads to your business. The cost of the course is $137. Like I said, that gives you access to the 4 live sessions, and you will be able to ask questions during and after the session. You can have your camera on, your audio on. We'll be able to talk to each other. So if you're stuck with anything, we can do screen shares. I will be helping you every step of the way to get this set up and running in your business. And the beautiful thing is, being version 2, once you get added to the Facebook group with last month's course participants, you'll be able to hit the ground running. There are some seasoned experts already in that group that are all over this, who'll be able to help you as much as I can with getting things set up and running for you. To learn a little bit more about the course and to sign up, head over to photobizx.com/funnel. That's F-U-N-N-E-L. So photobizx.com/funnel. And I'll help you build out your very own Facebook ad funnel to consistently bring in new leads and to stay in front of your ideal clients once they've shown a little bit of interest in you and what you do. It's all part of this strategy. So photobizx.com/funnel. If you're tired of giving away free shoots, doing model call ads, if you're looking for a different strategy on how to utilize Facebook to bring in new leads to your business.
Photo Biz Exposed. Interviews with photographers to help you build a better photography business.
This last announcement is really for premium members who are looking to get into or start their very own mastermind group. Following the recent interview with Mervyn Reed Nelson, we dive deep into his mastermind group, the way it works, how it's structured, what he's gotten out of that mastermind group. We went right into detail in that members only interview. Since then, there's been quite a few posts inside the members Facebook group from members looking to join or start their own mastermind groups. There's also the mastermind group spreadsheet, which you have access to. If you aren't already in a group, get into the members Facebook group and start replying and responding to the people looking to form a group. And feel free to post yourself. So if you're looking to start your own group, feel free to post inside the group and get something going. These things aren't going to happen by themselves. You have to take a proactive approach. There's the spreadsheet available to you as well. Don't be afraid to reach out to another photographer on the spreadsheet or inside the members Facebook group and start forming or joining your very own mastermind group. It is one of the best ways to stay accountable, to stay motivated, and to push yourself in your photography business. If you need help with any of that, just tag me in a post inside the members Facebook group, or you can email me. It's andrew@photobizx.com. I'm here to help you. I want to see you get involved in a group if you're not already, and I'm trying to make it as easy as I possibly can for you to do that. But if you do need help, I am here. I'd love to see you do it because I know how valuable it can be. Alrighty, that is it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you have an amazing week and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.